Guy Noir and the Straight Skinny. Chapter 1. Taking a Meeting with Mr. Roast Beef. You can call me a cynic, but nothing clarifies a man's thinking quite like looking down the barrel of a revolver in the hand of a man who's seriously irked with you and considering homicide as a solution to a problem. This has happened to me occasionally in my so-called career as a private eye in St. Paul, and each occurrence promoted clear thinking, inconvenient though it seemed at the time. Christians try to find clarity through prayer, but you don't really know what prayer is until you meet someone who's eager to shoot you. I'm thinking of an afternoon last February when an 82-year-old mobster named Joey Roast Beef sat in my office on the 12th floor of the Acme building with a cocked pistol aimed at my chest.
Talk to me.
His hairy finger was coaxing the trigger.
Talk to me.
And suddenly, everything got clearer. The delicate beauty of life and its fragility and the sudden relative insignificance of economic theory. Moments before, on this particular February day, I was in my office high above the poor souls on the street, struggling through the snowbanks and reading a trashy novel in which a...